3, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So with that as some background context, I'm going to flip on over to Acts chapter 2, another passage very familiar to us, starting in verse 36, Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Many of those men at Pentecost were directly and physically responsible for handing Jesus over to death in a way that we, 2,000 years removed, are not. However, according to Isaiah, it is the sin of all mankind, us, that Jesus was killed over, which makes us all just as complicit in his murder. We are, in fact, just as guilty as these men at Pentecost. That being the case, anyone here tonight who has not repented and been baptized for the remission of your sins still has the blood of the Son of God on their hands. And the way to make that right has not changed in the past 2,000 years, no matter what anyone has said or thinks to the contrary. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. If anyone needs to respond to gospel salvation, please let us know as we stand and sing.